AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Three white men in Brunswick, Georgia are facing mandatory life prison sentences after they were found guilty in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery last year. Arbery's father, Marcus, spoke outside the courthouse, saying the jury and Arbery supporters conquered a lynching.
We're gonna conquer this lynching. Today is a good day.
The nearly all-white jury found Travis McMichael, his father, and a neighbor guilty of felony murder for trapping Arbery as he ran. The younger McMichael fired his weapon. Attorney Ben Crump says the Arbery family suffered many injustices, having to fight for a prosecution to even take place, and insulting remarks from a defense attorney about their son's appearance as he lay dying.
All the innuendo, all the allegations, all the character assassinations, long legs with dirty toenails. Just imagine all they went through.
The defense says it plans to file appeals. Authorities say the man being charged with intentional homicide for killing six people at a Wisconsin parade refused to stop when police tried. One officer banged on the hood of his SUV, another fired three shots into the vehicle. Dozens of victims are still hospitalized. Holiday travel's back on in the U.S. The AAA estimates 53 million Americans are traveling this week, mostly by car, despite higher gas prices. The World Health Organization sounding an alarm. Coronavirus cases are spiking up again around the globe. Rob Butler cites a 6% increase in Europe alone.
We're very alarmed. We have just surpassed, very sadly, the 1.5 million death mark.
He says too many people are not vaccinated, and there's waning immunity among those who are. New York City's getting ready for its iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, curtailed last year because of the pandemic. This is AP News. The Justice Department is moving to prioritize prosecution of federal crimes on commercial aircraft.
Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memo Wednesday directing U.S. attorneys across the country to aggressively prosecute violent passengers who assault crew members or endanger the safety of other passengers aboard commercial flights. The directive comes amid a surge of unruly behavior aboard flights in 2021. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier this month it had launched 950 investigations into passenger behavior on flights this year. Airlines have reported more than 5,000 incidents, more than 3,600 of those incidents involved people who refused to wear face masks as required by federal regulation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration's approved an offshore wind farm off the coast of Rhode Island. It's part of a plan to create 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by the year 2030. Jackie Quinn, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.